This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Bo here. I'm Allie Mack. Abe is in, has been in for Mike Johnson all week, and Dom, of course, as well. We're about to welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. Our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. Thanks for joining us this morning. We really didn't get a chance to talk about the trade last night. In fact, it popped up and we looked at each other and like, let's just talk about this on the air tomorrow. So let's talk about it, Grant. Dane Dunning, what can you tell us?
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, one of those moves that's just designed to help fortify a pitching staff that needs all the help it can get. I think we saw the state of the rotation, certainly by the end of the first half. No Chris Sale, no Spencer Schwellenbach, no A.J. Smith-Shawver, no Ronaldo Lopez. I mean, that's a pretty big hit list, and he's not going to be able to replace all those names, obviously. I think that the Braves, at least early on, might use him as kind of a bulk inning reliever and kind of work him in for multiple innings. He has been starting in the minors. He's got a decent track record at the big leagues, but it was coming off a bad year in 2024 and really not in the Rangers' plans this year. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this is the move that's going to, you know, turn the tide for the Braves pitching staff, but they needed to get in, I think, some major league level experience to help at least give the pitching staff some assistance, because they just weren't going to get it, I don't think, from the AAA arms that they have right now. So they had to go outside the organization and do something. So I think this will qualify as something. Will it qualify as a lot? I think we'll all kind of find out as it goes along and they figure out maybe the best way to incorporate him into their pitching plans.
Grant, speaking of Chris Sale, I saw that he, I think, threw the other day sometime during All-Star Week. And I know you will, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I think August 18th or something like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Say he's eligible to come off. Do you think there's any chance he would be he'd be ready to go around them? Maybe I don't know if he would have to go down and make his rehab start, but how early could we see him back if all goes well?
Yeah, I think that last week and a half of August is probably a decent target, and I do think it's around the 18th, if I'm not mistaken, because he is on the 60-day IL, so he got injured on June 18th. That math pretty much checks out, but I don't know that it's a hard and fast rule for when he's going to be back. I got a chance to talk to Chris Sale at the media availability before the All-Star game this past week, and you know, he was, I think, hopeful, upbeat, if you will. He talked about, hey, I'm about to start throwing, so we're going to see how my ribs respond to that. That's going to be the big test here. Has he been able to have enough time to heal? And of course, as he starts to ramp back up, he's going to have to be able to throw 75, at least 80, maybe more pitches as he works his way back. So I do think that there's some rehab start component, whether that's bullpen games or sim games. I guess they could go that route as well. But I think it's just we're still talking about him being a month away. So what does the Braves rotation look like in the meantime? What big decisions need to be made, or small decisions maybe, in terms of what they buy or sell? That's still up in the air, and I don't know that Chris Sale is going to be able to affect those plans as much as I'm sure he would like, because sitting on the IL, not being able to help his team, not being able to take part in the All-Star game, all of those things, that is not the kind of season that Chris Sale had envisioned, most certainly.
Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond, going to be on 92.9 The Game on Sunday from 5 to 7. 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider on the WadeFord.com hotline. Grant, I was looking ahead to this Yankee series, a little puzzled by what is listed as the rotation. Obviously, starting with Spencer Strider tonight makes sense, but most of these guys, with the exception of Acuna and Olsen, have had the entire week off. Looked like Joey Wentz was going on Saturday, followed by Grant Holmes. Why are we looking at a bullpen game coming out of the break?
Well, the Braves rotation, quite frankly, does not have the number of arms that it needs to be able to send out five starters, and that's just the math that they're trying to work right now. It's one of the reasons for the Dane Dunning trade. They need to figure out ways to cover those innings at least once a week. Now, the problem is, what happens that second time through? I think that, and I think we can all be honest and look at the matchup with the Yankees and say maybe that's not the most favorable for Bryce Elder, and so they decided to not go with him on that Saturday game. And there could be other factors or components in there. That's just my read on the situation. You'd go Spencer Strider in game one. You go Grant Holmes in game three. I guess you figure, just based on the matchups, that maybe that Saturday game was the game to go with it. Joey Wentz did look good in his brief stint as his first action as a major leaguer with the Atlanta Braves, though he has quite a, I guess, a history, if you will. He was drafted in that same draft in 2016 with Ian Anderson. In fact, Ian Anderson signed below slot so that the Braves could sign Joey Wentz and Kyle Muller way back then. So it's funny to see that full circle, you know, road come back for Joey Wentz, but it's not the kind of story that I think the Braves or fans really were looking for in terms of pitching plans. So making the best of a bad situation would be about the best way I could describe what the Braves are doing as far as these bullpen games are concerned. But they are hoping to get a little bit of mileage out of Wentz, maybe a little bit of mileage out of Dane Dunning. And if those two guys can cover at least five, maybe six innings, I think the Braves will feel pretty good about what they've been able to do to cobble things together. But that also presupposes that Spencer Strider and Grant Holmes can do what they need to do, and that is asking a lot every single time for those guys to basically be as close to their version of perfect as they can be. This rotation definitely needs some help.
Yeah, and I guess part of this, Grant, is are they trying to separate the bullpen games? Because I guess when you would go, if you were going to go Strider, Holmes, Elder, then you're looking at back-to-back bullpen games. Is that maybe? Because that's what I would have expected But now that you mentioned that, on second thought, I was like, they might just be separating bullpen games as opposed to going Holmes and Elder Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I think that, you know, with Bryce Elder, I'm not ready to just say, hey, if he throws, it's a bullpen game. But there is that distinct possibility just based on what we have seen the last few outings as opposed to maybe what we saw when he got on that nice little 5 or 6 start run where you felt like at least 6 innings, 3 runs was possible. Sometimes better than that was possible, but that's kind of been the Bryce Elder experience. It's been kind of up and then back down again, a step forward, then 2 steps back. And, you know, that obviously is frustrating, but it's just, again, part and parcel to not having 4 starters from your opening day roster available. I really don't care who you are outside of the Dodgers who came into this year with 12 starting pitchers, and mostly because 5 of them had injury concerns, at least 5 of them. There's just no way to cover for that kind of depth in a short amount of time, especially when you have the double whammy of losing Sale and then Schwellenbach and not knowing if you're even going to get Schwellenbach back this year. I think that's still fair to question. I know there's not been a lot of doubt cast on that, but I'm personally, and I'm sure a lot of people that are watching are curious, how you come back from a broken elbow inside of the season. That is something that just sounds a little bit more strenuous than even the broken ribs and obviously a litany of other injuries that guys have gone through. That one just to me has a little bit of a question mark to it in terms of when he can get back and how effective he can be and how long it will take him to be effective again as he works his way back into form if he can return.
I can't believe where we're at in this season. We're talking about guys with our pitchers with broken ribs, broken elbows, Tommy yep. John, multiple Tommy John, I think. It's just crazy. Hey, Grant, how does Matt Olson and Ronald Acuna Jr. kind of reset? I know Chris Sale was there, but he's obviously rehabbing. How do these guys kind of reset their mind after the All-Star festivities? Obviously, Matt was in the home run derby, so mm-hmm. kind of making sure he doesn't fall into what a lot of people make a big deal about being a trap of trying to just, you know, the change in the swing for that situation. But how do they kind of relock in and maybe take a day or two for themselves when everybody else had like 4 days?
Yeah, no, I think that last part is probably the thing that they were concentrating on as soon as they were done on Tuesday. It's just getting what you can out of Wednesday and Thursday. The good news is the Braves didn't have to jump on a plane and fly across the country or anything like that. They were able to stay home for an extended period of time. I think that'll be helpful for them. You know, I just look for them to come out and continue doing what they've done. I talked to Matt Olson specifically about the home run derby, and he said, look, I mean, when I take BP, it's not geared around hitting home runs. I'm trying to work on things, just worrying about line drives and trying to, you know, work on the placement. And with the home run derby, it's just seeing how many balls he can hit into the chop house. So I think he made the adjustment as he needed to, but watching his derby, it looked a lot like just good Matt Olson swings, nothing that was outside of himself, certainly not swinging from his heels and trying to hit 7 home runs in 30 seconds or anything crazy like that. So I think he'll be fine. And I think with Ronald, it's just getting out there and playing every day. That's what he's been excited to be back and doing. It's unfortunate he missed the derby, but I think he enjoyed the All-Star experience, and now they're going to see what they can do here in this little run-up to the trade deadline where they've got less than, 2 weeks now to try to make some kind of pushback toward 500, and they've got some tough teams that they're going to have to face with the Yankees, the Giants, the Reds, and the Royals are a competitive club too. I think they're having a bit of a down year, but you certainly can't overlook anybody when you've got one of the worst records in the National League, and the Braves, unfortunately, are sitting on that dubious distinction at this point.
Yeah, we all want to know what they're going to do before the trade deadline. What are you working on for From the Diamond this weekend, Grant?
Well, we're going to have to unpack the draft, of which I think the Braves managed to pull off the kind of class that a lot of people have been looking for a while. They went position player heavy early on. They also, I feel like, may have lured away a big-time pitching prospect who was on his way to LSU, who might have ended up being a first-round talent himself in a couple of 3 years. So I'm going to unpack all of that. And, of course, we'll talk about the Braves' trajectory into the second half, the schedule ahead, and what we could be seeing as far as buying and selling. That will come your way on From the Diamond 5 to 7 on Sundays. You can find it on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome. Well, I know Mark Zeno is popping into 92.9 The Game momentarily, so hopefully the Braves can make him an unhappy Yankees fan this weekend. Appreciate the time, Grant. Have fun at Truist this weekend.
All right. That would be my distinct pleasure. Let's see if the guys can do it. Talk to you guys soon.
That's Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game's Braves insider and host of From the Diamond. Coming up, another guest. We've got Brad Guzan, goalie of Atlanta United, joining us. We're going to talk to him next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.